You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Hungarian authorities say 11 men have been indicted over deaths of 71 migrants who suffocated in the back of a refrigerated truck in 2015. Stefan Boss has more.
The chief prosecutor of Hungary's Bács-Kiskun County, Laszlo Nanasi, says 11 men from Afghanistan, Bulgaria and Lebanon allegedly smuggled some 1,200 people from the Hungary-Serbia border to Austria or Germany in 2015. That led to a horrific discovery. Migrants from Syria, Iraq and Afghanistan were among the victims found in the back of a refrigerated truck with Hungarian license plates. It was abandoned in the emergency lane of the A4 highway near Parndorf, Austria, not far from the Hungarian border, on August 27, 2015. Those who died included 59 men, 8 women and 4 children. Investigators say the migrants were locked into the truck the day before near the town of Morahalom, Hungary, near the Serbian border. They likely died within 3 hours while the vehicle was still in Hungary. Hungarian prosecutor Nanasi said in a statement that despite their pleas to open the truck doors, the smugglers were reportedly told by their boss to cross into Austria as soon as possible. Charges against the defendants include organized human smuggling and the torture of the smuggled persons. Prosecutors say they are seeking life imprisonment for 4 defendants and shorter terms at a maximum security facility and expulsion from Hungary for the rest. The trial will be held at a court in central Hungary, where the smugglers began the trip, which ended in the migrants' death. 9 of the alleged smugglers are in custody, while prosecutors have filed a motion to try the other 2 defendants in absentia. Hungarian prosecutors say the alleged 30-year-old Afghan leader of the operation earned some 300,000 euros or $328,000 from the group's smuggling activities in 2015. Among his alleged accomplices are Bulgarian drivers and a Bulgarian Lebanese man who obtained the vehicles and the temporary license plates. Just a day after the 71 deaths, the smugglers locked a group of 67 migrants into another closed truck near Morahalom, taking them to the Austrian town of Gold. While the condition of the migrants became life-threatening, they were able to kick open the doors of the truck and no one died. 2 of the defendants are facing charges of life-threatening battery in the case. Yet the incidents have underscored concerns that migrants fleeing war and poverty are becoming increasingly desperate, searching for ways to enter Western Europe. The European Commission, the European Union's executive, has criticized Hungary's recent introduced decision to detain asylum seekers in container camps, including families and unaccompanied teenagers. Now György Bakondi, the chief security advisor to the Prime Minister, says the Hungarian government is ready to adjust some of its controversial policies, but only certain. Now György Bakondi, chief security advisor to the Prime Minister, says the Hungarian government is ready to adjust some of its controversial policies, but only under certain conditions. He was heard through an interpreter.
We have made a gesture, which if it can be worked out, we are willing to take a closer look at the possibility that if these 14, 18-year-olds are willing to undergo DNA examination, then they could be let into the country. However, this does not mean that they would be able to move around freely. Instead, they would be taken from these transit zones to guarded camps.
Hungary's fiercely anti-migration Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has defended his controversial policies, saying the mainly Muslim migrants threaten Hungary's and Europe's Christian culture and heritage. But critics have called him a nationalist opportunist. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.